Hi, 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 and welcome to my podcast, The Real One. Let me say it again, The Real One. So my name is Gabby, and I'm a second year law student, and I'll be your host for this podcast. I am actually very excited and a bit nervous, so bear with me because this is my first episode. But yeah, I will start firstly by introducing myself. So as I said before, my name is Gabriella. Actually, my full name is Gabriella, but everyone knows me as Gabby. And if you're wondering where my accent is coming from, well, I was born in Italy, but I'm originally from Ghana, and now I'm in the UK. I've been here for like, wow, almost 6 years. I can't believe it. But yeah, so I'm excited. I'm really excited for this podcast, and hopefully you are too. I named it The Real One. I want it to be a podcast where I can literally have real conversations. If you know me, well, you know, like, I like speaking. I really enjoy speaking with people, but not just because, like, I don't have anything else to do, because I do. Believe me, I do, especially as a second year law student, if you know, you know. But just because I generally enjoy having like conversations when I kind of like learn from other people, and even though I don't always agree with like what someone else might think, I just enjoy the fact that like I'm having conversations that they're challenging me and then helping me to also like make my argument stronger, also challenge my argument and see what I could be doing better, what I could be doing, what mentality I can change, and how can I can improve as a human being. Because at the end of the day, I'm just 19 and I'm just, you know, I'm trying to grow in this world and be a good person. So definitely like the reason why I call this podcast The Real One is because we'll be having honest conversations with different guests. I have amazing friends and I'm really excited to have these conversations with them, and I'm really excited for you to hear them as well. Having conversations about different things that I usually speak to them about. As I said before, I'm originally from Ghana and I'm very connected to my roots. You know, this summer I had like the privilege to visit Ghana for the first time. The first time I visited was when I was 6 months, but this was actually the first time when I was an adult. And it was just so beautiful to kind of see how much we can learn from people that live different cultures, and how much world is bigger than just the UK or Italy or Europe. Like, there's actually different realities in different parts of the world. And I think it was beautiful to kind of see that, and to see different mentalities, different cultures. And don't get me wrong, like, I've been exposed to that because obviously, like, I have friends that come from the same country and stuff like that. But seeing it in the actual country, seeing different realities, seeing even this time of, you know, globalization, you might think, oh well, like everyone thinks the same way, or at least like everyone lives in a certain way. But just seeing how they live, it was just beautiful, and it really kind of humbled me and really made me realize how much I still have to learn about my culture, and how much I have to humble myself to learn about my culture. Because at the end of the day, like, I feel like sometimes we think, oh, I know this, I might speak the language, so I kind of know. But I think we need to realize that we can actually, especially us that we grew up in Europe, we need to actually humble ourselves and learn from them, because we can really learn a lot. So as you can hear, I'm very passionate about this topic, and so like definitely having conversations about my roots, Africa, what it means to be a Ghanaian girl born in Europe, what it means to be a part of the diaspora, and also what it means to be a young girl in this generation, because it could be different realities. And honestly, I don't even know why I didn't say at the beginning, but I am a Jesus lover. I love Jesus. If you don't know him, go and find out who he is. And honestly, I am a very strong Christian. And definitely this is something that will come out a lot in this podcast, just because how can I do a podcast where I'm being real, naming it like The Real One, and not being real about myself and about what makes me who I am. And Christianity makes part a lot of it, not even part, a lot of it. It makes all of it, because it definitely shapes me a lot as a person. So we're definitely having like discussions with my sisters in Christ, and then all those conversations, and seeing how God is like working in our lives, in this stage of our life that we are in. And also like speaking about being a law student, being a university student, it's not easy, guys. I don't know how it's going for you all, but it's not easy. It's not easy to kind of, you know, life is not easy, especially in this cost of living crisis. I don't know you all, but it's hitting. It's hitting. So it would be nice to kind of have these conversations with my friends. And honestly, I am super excited. And I can't wait to see what this is going to lead to. And then, yeah, so like, why did I decide to do this podcast at the end? Guys, honestly speaking, it took me so long. It took me so long because, okay, let's have a real conversation. Let's start. You know, like when you want to do something, but then you're thinking about the 10,000 reasons why you shouldn't do something. Well, that's me. That's me, literally. Because, you know, I was thinking like, yeah, I want to do it. But at the same time, you know, are people even going to like him? Is anyone even going to listen? And honestly, if you're listening, thank you. I really respect that. But yeah, like, you know, I had a lot of doubts and thinking, should I do it? But then I realized that when I was looking at the doubts and the reason why I shouldn't do it, most of the times, like, all the reasons were led by the fact that they were led by fear. They were literally led by fear. Like, I would literally want to do it, but then I'd be like, oh, but is this, like, I would think about all the reasons why I shouldn't do it. And that was because I feared what people were going to think about me, think about what I'm saying. Are they going to agree? Are they not going to agree? And I think this is also led by cancel culture. Like, I feel like we live in a society where it's so hard to receive other people's opinion in a respectful way. So I think this is also be a place where we'll be having true, honest opinions, but then agreeing to disagreeing, you know, understanding that like we can't agree with everything, but we can be respectful with everyone. And I think that's really important. And I realized that, like, as a Christian, as I said before, God did not give me a spirit of fear. He gave me a spirit of power, love, and sound mind. And I think I'll be doing a disservice for myself, but also to the people that I am supposed to serve with the gift that God has given me. So, yeah, that's why I decided to, you know, just go for it. And also, like, thank you for all my friends that had me saying all the pros and cons of why I should not do it for all this time. And they've actually supported me. And they've actually led me to be here right now. But yeah, honestly, I decided to, you know, if you just help that even one person, or if it, you know, entertains that even just one person, for me, it's already something, you know. So this is why I'm here. Because I believe that, like, as people, we live life and we go through certain things, and to actually, at the end of the day, to serve other people around us, to do good around us. So me not doing that would have literally been unfair, not just towards myself, but also towards people around me and people that are not around me, but the people that I actually need to reach and that I might reach doing a podcast. So yeah, this is why I'm alone in a room speaking to a mic. But yeah, this is why I'm kind of like starting this podcast, and hopefully, like, you enjoy, and hopefully you get engaged with me as well in this new journey that I am starting. Honestly, if you would have told me this years ago, I would have literally laughed at you, because I'm a perfectionist. Like, I want everything to be perfect. I want to make sure that if I'm doing something, before I even start, everything needs to be perfect. But at the same time, what's the point of waiting for that perfection? Because literally, perfection does not exist. So I think with that mentality was just a way of me trying to avoid to actually face reality, that I generally feared people's opinion. So yeah, this is why I kind of put myself out there. Yeah, so this will be hopefully a weekly thing. Hopefully I'll be able to kind of, you know, reach that goal. But I am telling myself now to hold myself accountable. You know, like, you know, New Year resolutions. I don't know about you guys. We are in February right now. Probably this episode will come out in March. I don't know about you guys, but I hope that your New Year resolutions are going well. Yeah. Yeah, you know, that whole list that you wrote, the hand that you said in 24, you're going to do, that, you know, the first 2 weeks of January, you're like, yeah, I'm going to do, and now you're already tired of it. Yeah, that list, I'm talking about that list. Hopefully that list is going well, and you're achieving all your goals. But honestly speaking, hopefully you're achieving your goals. Just make sure that you've been generous to yourself, because what I've realized is it's better to actually write a few goals, but be actually like honest and with yourself and see what you can do. Have accountable friends, hold yourself accountable, and make sure that everything that you've written down can happen. Like, you're doing it because you want to do it for yourself as well. Like, don't just do things because you think that's what people expect from you. So, like, for example, do it for yourself as well. Like, make sure that you actually, the goals that you've written down, they're investing on yourself and on your skills, rather than just like what, you know, people might see, perceive, or think. Or make sure that you didn't write your goals just because you saw someone writing it and you're like, oh, I want to be like that person. Be you, you know, become you. Not to call Michelle, but like Michelle Obama, I mean. Becoming is generally like a journey where you're generally trying to find yourself, and you find yourself by investing in your skills, by being yourself, by following like what you want to do and your passion. So make sure that you're doing that this year. You know, this year is about becoming you, becoming the best version of yourself, and being a bit selfish, even though, you know, when I feel like people are scared a bit of this word, you know, being selfish. But I was able to serve other people and serve the people around me when I became more selfish, because I was able to understand that, yes, I need to be poor onto you before I pour to people around me. If I don't serve myself, I won't be able to serve other people around me. If I'm not happy, people around me will not be happy. And don't get me wrong, I'm a quite happy person, and you've probably found out on this podcast I'm quite joyful. And I've been ranting on this mic, guys, until now, but I am really like happy that I am doing something that I feared for so long. I would say this is actually like an advice for you as well. If you're fearing anything right now, go and do it, because you want to be helping people around you. You want to become the person, that version of yourself. You want to become what God has called you to do, and to become. And you can't do that if you just stay behind fear and you try and hide yourself and say, oh, I'm not too good. If you're passionate about that, God has called you to do something. He will give you the capabilities to do that thing. So don't be too fearful. Don't stay behind fear and thinking, oh, I can't do this, I can't do that, I can't do that. You can. You generally can do that. Just do it. Just do it. Don't fear what people are going to think. That doesn't matter. If you can help just even one person, you've done so much. And I feel like it's so easy to, especially in this society, we complain about politicians all the time because they don't do that, they don't do that. But then at the end of the day, like, what are you actually doing? What are you actually doing for the people around you? What are you doing for other people that you might even reach by doing, I don't know, that podcast or that YouTube channel? Like, you're not doing that. It's literally the same thing as the politicians are doing, because you have a responsibility and you're not doing. And please, I'm not socialist, but I do believe that we, as human beings, we have a responsibility. So if, you know, you can't expect big people to do something, to, you know, be responsible, to do what? To serve society, when you yourself, you're not serving society. You yourself, you're not doing what you've been called to do. So I think it's really important to kind of like hold each other accountable in a positive way, supporting each other and just telling you that whatever you're fearing to do, even if you, for example, guys, I'm not like really like gym person, but I do, I've started this year and I was like, you know, well, I'm just going to, you know, start gyms this year and be more invested and try and do something new. And it's a bit, sometimes I go in and I see all the people, like, they're so good, they know what they're doing. And I'm a bit like, oh wow, like, what am I actually doing here? Like, how do you use this? And, you know, I'm a bit shy because, like, I'm not used to that environment. But then now that I'm going more often, now I'm getting more used to it. I'm getting more confidence. That's how things work, you know. You can't say, oh, I'm not confident enough. You're not ever going to get confident if you don't start that. So if I'm saying this and you're thinking about, wow, like, I've been thinking to do something, this is a sign. Go and do it. Go and do it, because there's someone that's just waiting for you to do that. But yeah, let me finish ranting, because generally didn't want this episode to be too long, because I just kind of wanted you to get to know me and kind of like see who I am. Who's going to be your host for this podcast? I'm so excited for this journey. I think I've said excited so many times. But yeah. Thank you so much for listening, and I'll talk to you the next episode. Bye. Ciao, ciao.